honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Dry right now, and so is my daughter. She came home from school and her hands, she has really sensitive skin, they were so red and raw. I was like, what am I going to do? So thank goodness we have David Pollack here. He's going to share some DIY recipes for making great creams and things for your hands, your whole body. And Andrea, how's your skin doing?
Oh, completely dry. My daughter's lips are really dry. So I'm excited to talk to our guest today because I really want to understand what we could do to really get rid of this winter crazy dryness on our skin.
All right, David, take it away. Welcome to Naturally Savvy.
I'm just lost because you guys talk about winter skin. Winter to us is below 80 degrees being here in Florida.
All right, enough out of you about
that. Your violin. Oh, gosh, really?
Exactly.
I have no idea what you're talking about. No, for those
for the rest
of you who
of
happen
us.
To... Yeah, for the rest of the world outside of South Florida, you happen to run your heat and all, and it does. It dries out the air, and you do suffer from dry skin. And during that time, you know, your skin is not exfoliating as quickly. Your skin is dry, and some of it is flaking, but it's not moisturized. I mean, it's dry skin, and your moisturizers aren't getting to the newer layers of the skin. So one of the biggest things you can do is exfoliate the skin, and I'm going to share with you a recipe in just a minute, but get rid of the dead skin cells. Before you even do, when you're in the shower, this can apply to your face and your body, use a soap-free cleanser. Soap dries out the skin. It knocks your pH out of whack. It knocks your skin's proper adjustments out of whack, where it's just, bottom line, it's going to dry out the skin. So use a soap-free cleanser. There's body washes out there you'll see are soap-free, and then use an exfoliator. Those are some of the biggest things you're going to do to help prepare the skin for moisturizing.
You know, it's interesting because I notice that when I try to rub lotion into my dry hands, it doesn't seem like it's going in. And you had just touched
on
that. So I guess I need to exfoliate. Yeah, I mean, you have to really rub it a lot. It just feels like they're just so dry. So it seems like it might hurt, though, if you're like with my daughter's skin being so red and dry like that. I mean, how do you exfoliate?
Everybody needs to exfoliate. There are gentler exfoliators out there, and there's a larger grain or coarser one. So for the body, I like a coarse scrub. For your daughter, for the sensitive skin, I'd use a softer scrub. As you know, with Pure Attitude, we do the purifying face wash, and that is a soap-free cleanser with small grains of rice, and that is going to gently exfoliate without irritating the skin. But I'm going to give you a DIY recipe for the winterized months with a larger grain. This is simple, something you can make so easy. You have everything in the kitchen already. Take a few cups of sea salt. They'll coarse, you know, the large grain sea salt. Don't get that fine powdery stuff. Get the coarse raw sea salt. Take about, I don't know, 2-3 cups of it. About 3/4 cups of olive oil. And about the same of sweet almond oil. I love sweet almond oil and I love olive oil. Both are great for the skin and nourishing the skin. Mix
what
it
about
up.
Avocado oil? Can you use that?
Avocado oil, any of the oils that you like that is going to nourish the skin. Avocado oil is great. Some people like to take those vitamin E capsules. You could just puncture those little capsules and put it in for added benefit as well. Olive oil is one of my go-tos, though. Definitely, you know, the extra virgin olive oil. And then take a couple drops of an essential oil. My suggestion would be a peppermint or spearmint because it's going to kind of wake you up or be a little more revitalizing. But mix it all up. Then what you do when you're in the bath, just wet your skin and massage it all over your hands, as you were mentioning, Lisa, over your body, your feet, your knees, your elbows. You don't need to press hard. Just massage it over the skin. What's going to happen is it's going to get rid of the dead skin cells. The nutrients from the oils are going to help nourish the skin, and it's going to help seal in the moisture as you rinse it away. So your skin is going to feel soft instantly.
David, what's the important part? So I just want to review again for those people who are listening. So you really want to exfoliate your skin because A, it gets the circulation going, and B, it helps to slough off the skin that's, you know, that's obviously dry so that you can make room for new moisture to get into the skin that's underneath the healthier skin. Is that right?
Correct. Our skin always is in a state of exfoliation, but as we age, it slows down. And as you have the dry air, it's drying out some of the skin cells, but they're not necessarily flaking away. So we need to get them off the body and have softer skin revealed. So the moisturizer is going to benefit more. So you definitely want to exfoliate, I'm going to say 2-3 times a week.
Really? That often? Huh.
Yes, yes. Well, you don't need to apply a lot of pressure. So it can actually be a great thing, and you're going to see softer skin in no time. The other thing, when you jump out of the shower, everybody wants to dry off, especially, I guess, if you're in cold weather, but they want to dry off and get as dry as they can real quick and then do whatever their routine is and then apply a body moisturizer at the very end. Here's a trick. When you jump out of the shower, use your towel and just dab yourself dry, leaving a little bit of moisture still on the body. Then apply your moisturizer. What it's going to do is it's going to mix with that moisture, and it's going to help seal it into the skin.
I have a question. So would that apply more, like, so for every night when I wash my face, I use a face cloth or whatever to take off my makeup, and then I don't ever take a towel and then dry my face. I just leave my face wet to dry on its own. So that's a good thing.
It is. You could actually just dab it a little bit because you don't want your face dripping wet. It's going to be a little more difficult to rub in a moisturizer, let's say. But just dab it a little bit and let your skin still be a little bit moist. Nothing wrong with that. Then when you apply the moisturizer, it's going to mix with it and help seal it in.
Now, Andrea had mentioned her daughter's chapped lips, and that's such a big issue. What's a DUI for that? DUI.
Well, I'm going to give you a DUI.
I don't like DUIs. I can't stand that. DIY.
I reverse them too. I was going to say we're all
here
adults.
I go
you
again.
Have to spell. One is, I'm going to tell you the danger of water bottles. And in the winterized months, you want to stay hydrated. You want to drink a lot. But as you drink out of those water bottles, any of the lip balm is coming off on the tip of it. The second part is any of the moisture from the water that's left on the lips evaporates. And when it does, it's taking some of the moisture with it. So what you want to do is drink out of a cup if you're going to use a straw. But bottom line is stay hydrated, but use a lip balm or a lip gloss, something to help seal the lips, because it's going to keep coming off when you drink during the day. A lot of people don't realize that danger of those water bottles just from drying out the skin. So now let's jump to how you can make your lip gloss or lip balm. Here's a chocolate one your daughter's going to really love. Take just a little bit of cocoa butter in a bowl. Add a little bit, I'm going to say 3 tablespoons of cocoa butter, about a third of that, or a tablespoon of coconut oil. Take 3 chocolate chips. We all have them in the cupboard left over from baking at Christmas. Melt them up, stir them up in a bowl, and then take a vitamin E capsule, which I mentioned earlier. Puncture it and add it to it as well. Just mix in the bowl. Let it come back to room temperature. You now have created your own chocolate lip gloss that your daughter's going to love. As adults, I have a sweet tooth. I would even use it in the winter months. And so it's going to let me have my sweet tooth. When I'm on a diet, there's my sweet tooth serving there. And it's going to help seal in the moisture because you have the benefits of the coconut oil. You mentioned earlier avocado oil. You certainly could put a few drops in it as well.
Now, it sounds safe to eat, and that's my problem. Whenever I do a do-it-yourself masker, I always end up tasting it. And this one sounds like it'd be pretty tasty, don't you think, Andrea?
Oh, my God, this would be totally tasty. So, David, I just want to repeat again. So, basically, you could take coconut oil. So, you take a pan, you take coconut oil, you could take chocolate chips, and then I would be careful,
butter.
I guess, with other oils. Cocoa butter,
Cocoa butter, because I need a little bit of viscosity to a little bit of thickening, so the cocoa butter is going to help with that, and the chocolate chips and a vitamin E capsule or a little avocado oil, something like that.
Okay, perfect. And then, basically, you add the vitamin E, I'm guessing, after you take it off the stove. Let it cool, and then when it's still hot, do you, I guess, put it into a little container? So put it in a little glass container, I guess, and then
A little glass container. I would. As it's warm, it doesn't have to be hot, but as it's cooling, just mix it up again. If it starts to separate, mix it up just one last time as it comes to room temperature, and put it into your little container.
I love it. I'm going to use that. I definitely think it's amazing. Well, David, as always, I mean, such great information, and I love it because we're talking about really food for our skin, right? I mean, it's the same. Like Lisa,
exactly.
You brought up a good point, is that we could eat this stuff. So why not, you know, we know that skincare product, like we've talked, David, a lot about skincare products having things like parabens and, you know, other things that are estrogenic and causing harm to our bodies. So these are great ways to avoid those. David, how can people find out more about you?
Visit pureattitude.com. pureattitude.com, and they can check out. We've got our own blog up there with some of the things we've talked about today. We've got information on all our different products and even removing toxic chemicals from your personal care products.
I love it. Well, thanks for being on our show today. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful day and stay well.